please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Full of Estrogen. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Yes, I'm going to show you what's the dangers of having estrogen in your system. Look at Bonnie Blue. Yes, supposedly Bonnie Blue is a man. So yeah, the one on the left, that's Bonnie Blue, supposedly as a man. And that's her as a her. So yeah, shim, sure, what fun, right? So yeah, if you masturbate to this fucking chick, maybe she would reevaluate that thing, don't you think? Because you're masturbating to a man, man. Oh shit, and this chick is doing gangbangs with dudes. Holy fuck. So that means these dudes are probably most likely gay? Yeah, if you still fuck and you find out that's a dude, it's like, whatever. Anyways, let's continue with more shenanigans, right? Yes, friends, I got this bullshit from Reddit. Yes, I guess this is a nigger bitch talking shit for being a whore. Yes, this is what happens when you have estrogen in your system. You do some dumbass shit. So yeah, if you're a male or a female, estrogen, isn't that a good thing, right? Well, anyways, without further ado, let me change this shit and let's read this bull crap, right? Enjoy.
Honestly, being broke month after month with 7 kids.
Holy shit. Yes, you are a nigger bitch having 7 kids. What the fuck? 7 minutes in heaven? No, but whatever. Let's continue.
I really thought my looks would carry me.
Yeah, when you're fucking 20, you're a tasty piece of ass. But when you're going 30, 40, 50, not so much. So, yeah, bitch, enjoy.
I believed I could bag me a balling, rich, fine man.
Yes, because you thought you were a fine piece of ass. But no, as things get older, things start breaking down. So, yeah, that pretty little face of yours is starting to crack like an old driveway full of oil. Enjoy!
But let's be real. The only men chasing me are the ones I wouldn't even claim in the dark. No babysitter needed.
Yeah, bitch, and who the hell would claim a bitch with 7 fucking rodents? I wouldn't. So there you go, bitch. Enjoy.
And the ones I want?
Yes, do tell. Who wants you?
They act like I don't exist.
Well, duh. You're older and you have fucking 7 fucking creatures. You think someone's gonna want that shit? You're stupid.
So I use who I can.
You fucking dirtbag bitch. Yeah, and then you wonder why you get used, you fucking cunt. But whatever.
Get what I need, then go home, don't eat, and cry like hell.
Yes, you should cry yourself every night. That's what you get for being a fucking whore. Instead of fucking doing what your fucking pussy was commanding you, you should have fucking locked down that one dude. You could have. Well, you got cream pied 7 times, so there was fucking men fucking you. But because you're a stupid ass bitch, and most likely a nigger, you're fucking retarded. So, enjoy.
I am a good woman.
Yeah, right. You're a fucking whore, and you're getting older every day. You think that's a fucking good woman? Fuck no, you're like every fucking trashy ass bitch in this goddamn planet. Fucking whores and fucking stupid. So yeah, you got what you deserve, you dumb bitch. Enjoy. Anyways, let's continue.
But I want more!
Yes, because you're a stupid child. Of course you want more.
I want that luxury love!
But you're an old hag with 7 children. You think you're gonna get that shit? What does a 20-year-old fucking single woman with no children have over you? Everything, you dumb bitch. But whatever. Enjoy.
That Instagram lifestyle, not the bare minimum bums.
Well, that's all you're fucking worth, you dumb bitch. You're lucky you get those fucking bare minimum bums. Because sooner or later, you're not even gonna get that. You be scraping the bottom of the barrel, you dumb bitch. That's the fucking hole that you created. Now dig yourself out of that, bitch. All right, you can't, because you're stupid. Enjoy.
Why am I only good enough for struggle love?
Oh, that's simple. It's because you're fucking getting older and you have fucking 7 children. Who the fuck in their right mind wants to be with like that? Yeah, you're pretending to be something that you're not. Yeah, fucking A. Yeah, kind of like in fucking Tropic Thunder. Yeah, where Robert Downey Jr. was trying to pretend to be something else that he's not. Just like you, you're pretending to be a good-ass woman. No, you're not, bitch. You are trash. Enjoy.
Online, I'm the fantasy. In real life, I'm overlooked.
Well, yeah, you have 7 fucking kids. What the fuck are you gonna do with them? You should have fucking ate them like fucking some other creature would, but huh? You're doing stupid shit. But whatever, you're an idiot.
And that shit cuts deep.
Yes, that's what you get for being a stupid ass whore. But what can you do, right? I know you're gonna cry and complain to the government to give you a fucking man. Yes, they're gonna extract all their fucking money to give it to stupid bitches like that. But whatever, let's continue, right? Yes, friends, I got some more Reddit shenanigans. Here's another fucking bitch, and this one is a nigger. It says,
I got caught cheating on my man with this motherfucker, and my man left me and refused to pay the rent this month.
Gee, would you pay for some bitch to fucking live in a place after she cheated on you? No. Yes. Would you pay for this fucking bitch after she got fucked by another dude? No. You might as well suck the dude's dick and cut her out of your fucking equation, right? Yeah, get the fucking semen straight from the tap, right? Whatever. Anyways, let's continue.
I went to the guy who I was messing around with and asked he could loan me the money for my rent until I get my income taxes.
No, bitch. Fuck you. I wouldn't give you fucking money. I was just fucking rearranging your guts. Yeah, you have a man. Oh, you did have a man. Ha ha ha. Stupid bitch. Enjoy.
The motherfucker really had the nerve to say my financial struggle isn't his problem.
He's right. Yeah, you're just some bitch that he fucked. You're not his girlfriend, his wife. You're just some random ass hoe. So yeah, he doesn't know you a fuck. So what are you gonna do, bitch? Oh, I know what. Just fucking cry and complain, huh? Like you're doing right now, you stupid bitch. Enjoy.
This is so messed up because I wouldn't be in this situation if it wasn't for this broke motherfucker.
No, that thing that got you in trouble was your pussy. If he didn't spread your legs open and let this guy in, then your boyfriend wouldn't have fucking left you. So yeah, bitch. This is all you. This is all your fucking stupidity. But remember, friends, women can't take accountability. Yes, they're fucking stupid, but it is what it is. Enjoy.
I could have still had my man and my stability.
Yes, but you were a whore and you fucking got an itch in your pussy and someone else had to scratch. So that's all you dumb bitch, but whatever.
The fact I have to suffer because all I did was love another man is so unfair.
How is it unfair? The fucking the guy was supposed to protect you and all you have to do is just be his woman. Forever and ever. Yes, a man will protect and provide you. Only if you're his only one and only. But no, you're just communal whore property. Who the fuck wants to take a ride on the town bicycle? I sure the fuck don't, but whatever. You do you, boo.
It is sad as fuck. These men don't know how to be men anymore.
No, we know how to be fucking men. I know there's a lot of fucking trials and tribulations for men. But no, the problem is that you women are fucking but whores. There's no fucking control for you. So yeah, like you have no fucking leash on you. You're doing whatever the fuck you want. Yes, friends, that's what happens when you give women rights. Yes, it's like letting them fucking free range. And you don't do that because then they do fucking stupid shit. Look, they're running amok, destroying the world. Yes, if you put women back in their cage, then the Jews lose their power. And then the world will be better and it could heal. But no, everybody believes in this equal rights bullshit. And look how the world is. Are we equal? No, friends. Some people are better than others. If you come from a crappy fucking people, well, too bad. You can either A, commit suicide and start over, or improve yourself. I suggest you improve yourself. Don't kill yourself. That is very stupid.
But whatever, right? You people are gonna do whatever the fuck they do because they're fucking retards. And it's the age of stupid people today. Why? Oh, I don't know. Well, that's okay because of fucking stupidity, this shit's going away. Yes, Donald Trump keeps on lying, saying that there's peace with Iran. No, there isn't. Because of his stupidity, the whole world is gonna suffer. So you guys better get fucking strong, because if you don't, you're gonna fucking die. And if you die, well, too bad, friends. That's what you get for being a loser. So please, don't be a loser. Level up. Become stronger, because I'm gonna need you, the world's gonna need you, and your future wife definitely will need you. So don't go out and die on me, okay, friends? So let's continue.
And I'm being there for us women during hard times.
Yeah, were we there when you were taking that hard dick in your fucking pussy, you dumb bitch? Yes, you fucked this guy over, and you want him to be there to fucking support you after you betrayed him? That is so stupid. Yeah, would you pay for someone after they fucked you over? Are you gonna have him around? Fuck no. This bitch is fucking stupid and delusional. She thinks she has magic pussy and she can do no fucking wrong. And what fucking form of reality do you believe this is true, you dumb bitch? No, you're retarded. And you got what you deserve. Yeah, someone should put her online and fucking say, you see, this bitch is a fucking serial cheater. Don't fuck with her. Yes. But no, if they got fucking Carfax, maybe they should have a Carfax for vaginas. Don't you agree? Well, I got some more other bullshit, so let's watch that, right? Enjoy! Yes, friends, look at this fine piece of ass. Yes, this must be one of these Spicy Latinas I've been hearing about. Yes, look at her. Yes, well, you want to have her as your side piece or something? Yeah, I'll fucking be proud of having this piece of ass right there. Well, no, you shouldn't be wanting her, because she's going to be telling you some things that are no-nos. Well, let's see what the bitch has to say. Enjoy!
Would you a married man if his wife was out of town?
Yeah.
You see, friends, fucking whores. Women want the forbidden fruit because it fucking turns them on to know they took away another woman's man. Yeah, women are nothing but fucking giant children. Case in point, right? Anyways, let's continue.
Yeah, because I feel like it's not, like, my problem, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that before?
Maybe.
Maybe? Ooh, you're a little fucking feisty little bitch, aren't you? Oh, man. You see, if you want to have yourself a fucking chick in your life, pretend that you're married, and then you get all the bitches chase after you. Fucking winner, winner, chicken dinner. Well, let's continue.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What happened?
I don't know. It's just like some like random guy I met like when I was out clubbing. And, yeah.
Oh, so you met a random dude in the club and that guy happened to be married, huh? Yeah, well, I guess the dude wasn't happy with his wife or whatever and he did that. Yeah, there are piece of shit guys out there that do stuff like that, but remember, the world is full of fucking people. Some people are pieces of shit, some people are not, so it is what it is. The trick is, when you find a piece of shit, you fucking flush that toilet. So remember, friends, you are the fucking leader of your fucking world. So when there's some scumbag out there, do the correct choice and get rid of those cocksuckers. Just friendly advice, but you do you, boo. Anyways, let's continue.
And so did you approach him? Or he approached
you? He approached me, and yeah, and just like went back to his place afterwards, and I just got...
Yes, friends, you shouldn't respect these stupid-ass whores. They do some stupid-ass shit, and then they want you to accept it. Yeah, women are nothing but giant children, so you should treat them accordingly. Women are stupid, so you be careful, friends. Anyways, let's continue.
Did you know that he was married?
No. Like, not until afterwards. Mm-hmm. Not until, like, I called him afterwards, and then he was just like, yeah.
Oh, so the guy didn't tell you shit, and he fucked the shit out of you. He gave you the best fucking dick in your life, huh? And then after the fact, he says, oh, by the way, I'm married. You go, I don't care. You have good dick. Yummy. Yes, friends, that's all you gotta do. You fuck these bitches real fucking good, and they turn into your fucking slaves. So yeah, friends, you see why women are fucking stupid giant children with fucking tits? Enjoy!
Yeah.
Did his wife find out?
No.
Yes, I doubt if this bitch gives a fuck that the dude is married or not, or if his fucking wife finds out or not. Yeah, I bet you would like it if the fucking wife did find out, because it'll make this bitch's pussy even more wet. Just saying.
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of. Yeah. Would you ever do that again? Would you ever fucking marry me again?
Yeah.
Of course you will, you dumb fucking whore. Yeah, now you see why women don't deserve fucking rights? They do shit like this. So you need to control them and keep them in your house. Now you see why Muslims keep on fucking in that sand people's outfit? Yeah, because women look like this, they'll fucking take your eyes and then, you know, they control your soul. So no, friends, keep your penis in your pants. Unless this bitch is your wife, don't fuck with her. Just saying.
As long as he's nice, and as long as he has a big...
Oh, so that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Yes, friends, you see, because these whores can't control their biology, you are forced to control yours. Because if you don't, you welcome these creatures into your life and they'll destroy your life. So, yeah, do you want to have a fucking happy penis but a fucking life that's all trashed? Well, there you go, friends. Enjoy.
Okay. do you think that you gave him better than his wife has?
Yeah, obviously. Oh. I feel like you enjoyed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, friends. What a narcissistic little whore she is. She was pretty, though. But yeah, she thought that her pussy was fucking magic and she could convert and control and do whatever she wants. It'll open every fucking door to her and then the world is her oyster. But no, friends, women are fucking dumbass creatures. They need to be controlled because they do stupid shit. Yeah, if you let her fuck anybody, she'll get fucking pregnant by anybody. Yeah, you want your having fucking all these little niggers or fucking Muslim creatures running around or some dumb shit like that? Yes, women are so fucking stupid. But it is what it is. Yes, friends, once fucking all this bullshit fucking goes through the world, then we could take women's rights away. Yeah, probably next year, hopefully. Yeah, I guess fucking Donald Trump is fucking shit up. Yes, we're gonna take these women's rights away. It's gonna be fucking awesome. So you be strong, friends. Don't let these fucking scumbag bitches do whatever the fuck they want. We will get them in the end. We will turn them into our wives. Hell, I might get me like 3 bitches. Why not, right? Well, anyways, friends, you be awesome. You take care of your shit and don't go to jail or die on me, okay, friends? Goodbye.
Move away, everyone. I'm fleeing from a war zone. I'm Israeli. I need entry right now.
Oh no. I'm so sad about it.
Passport. What brings you to Romania?
There are bombs everywhere. Iran hit Tel Aviv. Pray for us. Pray for us.
Of course. Ladies and gentlemen, attention. Let's pray on Israel. For Israel. Dear God, may you blast them all. Bless. My English is not very good, actually, but it's okay. Everyone now, kneel before the passport of divine entitlement.
I want to talk with your boss. I want to talk with a higher up right now.
Of course, let me call God. I hear he's the real estate agent who gave you the deed to someone else's house. Hello, God. Is Nadia here? I'm having here one of your chosen tenants. Yeah. It's having a mental breakdown at the immigration. It wants a global do-over, if it's possible.
I'm being persecuted right now.
Persecuted? My dear, you're just standing in line for passport control, not Nuremberg. Welcome to democracy.
I had to leave everything behind.
Except your entitlement. That made it through customs just fine.
We want safety.
So did the children in Gaza, but they did not get a window seat out.
This is absurd.
Well, you bombed so many countries at the same time and now you need Romania to feel safe. What happened with the God-chosen people? God does not agree with this anymore, or how does it work?
This is a humanitarian crisis!
Wow, you learned a new word. It's funny how you start using it when the bombs came your way. You thought it's only one way? It's not yet. Wow. Okay, so entry granted. Let me put the stamp. And please restrain from turning shared places into eternal homes and hotel lobbies into settlements.
Excuse me?
And if you see any ruins, please do not put a flag and call it Israel 2.0 just because somebody called Abraham passed there 3,000 years ago with no proof. Next! Oh, brother, why there are so many divine tenants of the earth throwing theological tantrums? We don't like you here. We don't like you anywhere. But, you know, democracy and everything.